With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, it's the Anfield Wrap. I'm Gareth Roberts. This isn't a full show. It's just a quick reminder that not so long back, we were fortunate enough to interview Lucas Leiva. And today is the day that it's been 10 years since Lucas first joined the club. And so to celebrate that fact, we'd like to put out our exclusive interview that we did with him for free. That interview, myself and Andrew Heaton went down to Melwood, and we had an hour with Lucas on his career at Liverpool, really, all the way from the start to now, how that's gone, the ups and downs of the career, which he's very honest about talking about, how he's enjoyed life in Liverpool, his experiences under different managers. We got into a bit of everything, really. It was a really good interview. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I want you to listen to it. I'm saying that because I've interviewed a lot of people over the years, and some people are quite frankly boring. I'm not going to say who, but some of them are. And some of them just, you know, they'll hit you with sound bites and they won't open up, and they'll just sort of, you know, platitudes and that sort of thing when they're answering your questions. But Lucas, as soon as we walked in, he cut through it all and just said, listen, ask whatever you want and I'll answer it, because if there's anything I don't want to talk about, I'll simply say I don't want to talk about it. And in that whole hour at Melwood, he never once said, no, I'm not talking about that. So with me is Craig Hannon as well, from the Anfield Wrap, of course. And he's going to explain, if you would like to listen to this show and you're not a subscriber, because we know there's plenty of you listening, this is how you can listen to the show, which is normally behind the paywall, but today we're putting it free. So Craig, how do you listen to it?
Yep, if you just go on to the Anfield Wrap website, so it's theanfieldwrap.com/Lucas, all you'll be asked to do is put your email address in. It's on our homepage, it'll be on our social media channels as well, so you know it'll be easy enough to find it. But just felt that it was worth putting out, because like Gareth said, it was incredibly honest, and you got the feeling that, and from listening to it, you got the feeling that he enjoyed the fact that it was fans that he was sitting down to talk to. He told stories that none of us had heard about, and about, you know, the countless times it looked as if he was leaving, and how he found it initially, playing for Liverpool and adapting to a new city and a new country and a new language. And like Gareth said again, you know, it was an hour long, and he was incredibly honest throughout. How did you find him when you were speaking to him? Did you think, you know, how did you think, how was he with you? Was he exactly how you would have imagined, off camera and off?
I think we've got a sense, haven't we, of his personality over the years. You know, he's done various little videos and how he comes across in interviews, and how he behaves sort of even on the pitch and around the pitch. So, you know, he's give a bit of stick to the Stoke fans that time, things like that. You know, he's done everyone knows the unlucky and all that sort of stuff. So we know that he's sort of a bit game for a laugh. So I was hopeful that he was going to be a nice fella. I'd heard of various journalists that, you know, cover the club and things like that, that he was known to be, you know, a nice fella. But, you know, you can only take them as you find. And yeah, once we sat down, I mean, like I say, straight away, the fact that he opened with saying, listen, boys, you know, sort of ask me whatever you want, nothing's off the table, you know, that straight away, you know, that settles you down and makes you think, well, here we go, this is going to be interesting. And it was. And as you say, you know, there's a few things in there that we haven't heard him talk about before, you know, about how close he was to leaving and what it was that made him stay. And as I say, I thought he was interesting just on fans and football culture as well. I mean, I think people forget that, you know, for someone to come all the way from Brazil at a very young age and just be thrown into a new culture, into a new city, and expected to just settle down, produce your best football, you know, just, you know, a new language and everything else, and it all go nice and smoothly. It's, you know, it's quite a big ask. People, I think, just, you know, tend to ignore that because of the money involved and because of the way football is, and, you know, it's all very demanding, and people expect, you know, 9 out of 10 performances every week from day one, and it's just not realistic. And, you know, Lucas was very honest about how much of a struggle it was for him when he first came through the doors, in terms of everything, really, in terms of the language settling in, Premier League football, the demands from the manager, everything, really. And yeah, he was really interesting. And I think he genuinely does, it really come across how much he loves the club and he loves the fans as well. I think some players that I could, again, I'm not going to mention, but players we've had at Liverpool over the years, you know, you just get the impression that they know they're good at football and they're picking up the money and they're going home and they're not really that engaged in the city, the supporters. Lucas loves this city, he loves the fans, he loves the idea of, you know, fans who get behind the team and are passionate about it. He understands all that and he talked about all that. And that was quite refreshing because, you know, it's easy to be cynical about all of modern football and all modern football players, but they're not all the same, as he proves, I think.
Yeah, there were no stock answers anyway. There was nothing that you would hear, you know, that just the usual generic answers that would come from professional footballers. He was very forthright and honest. And there's a few clips that we put out in our social media from the time that the interview was in February. We've put out a new one today where he talks about possibly managing in the future. There's one where he calls Carragher shit. and yeah, so if you're unsure whether you want to listen to the full hour-long interview, then go and have a look at the clips. I'm sure you'll be more than happy to once you've seen them. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, just one last thing. Interesting in terms of what sort of comes next for him now. I mean, he had that sort of 10-year dinner and he's done a couple of speeches now. He did another one the other night at the Players Awards and kind of feels like the way he's talking, that it sort of feels like he might go, to be honest, which I think would be quite sad if that is the case. It's interesting that it's come out that he's been doing his badges. He's passed his first badge, I think I'm right in saying. He's certainly been down at the academy anyway and getting involved and starting to think about coaching. And I've said it before on shows, but I'd like to hope that, you know, maybe I've got that wrong and maybe he is going to stick around because, okay, he's not first on the team sheet week in, week out, and you wouldn't expect him to be next season. But I just think, you know, to have someone who's so experienced, so, you know, so good for the spirit as well, and he can fill in a number of positions when need be, I'd like to see him stick around and simultaneously be trained up in the coaching side of things, because he comes across to me as a man who could be a good leader, as a man who could be a good coach. I mean, you know, seen some discussion about that today, and there's people saying, well, you know, I don't rate him as a player and all this sort of thing. Take that out of the equation, to be honest. He's played at the top level for all these years, whether you rate him or not, and I think he's got the personality to demand respect and to lead and to coach, and I'm glad that he's going down that road, and I hope it leads to something. And I hope it leads to something with Liverpool, because I think it's nice to have continuity, to have players and faces around the place that have been there for a long time. It makes it feel more like a club rather than just something that people pass through.
Yep, and again, it's just a quick reminder that the free podcast with Lucas won't show up on your podcast feed, so you will have to access the website to access the interview. And that's one of many Top Player big interviews that there have been over the past few months. So yeah, check them all out.
And more to come. Sports Social Podcast Network.